This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. In fashion, it seems old is always new again. Check out the flare pants that are back on the runways. In Uganda, designers are trying to revive interest in a cloth people there have been wearing for the past 600 years. It's made from the bark of a tree, and at least according to UNESCO, it predates the invention of weaving. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams was recently in Uganda and has our story.
The rural village of Masaka is a bumpy, as in you'd better be wearing your seatbelt bumpy, two-hour drive from Uganda's capital. It's where Bukenya Katimira and his family have been producing bark cloth for generations. He invited me to his farm for a demonstration. First, he carefully scrapes the outer layer of thin white bark from the matuba tree, a kind of ficus, then peels off the inner layer. After boiling the bark to release the sap, Katimir stretches it out by pounding it with grooved wooden mallets. He proudly shows me one mallet that belonged to his grandfather, pounding away as the bark slowly doubles, then triples in size.
This has been my family business for 300 years, and I'm passing it on to my son and grandchildren.
The same trees, with proper care, can be harvested for generations. These days, Ugandans wear bark cloth for formal events like funerals and tribal festivities, but not for ordinary dress.
Okay, perfect.
So this is more practical for the shirt. Yeah. That would work for the pants, because then you take time.
Designer Gloria Wavamuno is trying to change that, attempting to introduce bark cloth into modern designs.
I am a lover of texture of clothing. I like to see that fabric has like lines and roughness or texture are like stories of a fabric. So just like, you know, lines and wrinkles on people, the same thing.
But Wavamuno and other designers have to battle the cultural stigma of bark cloth. While Bagandans use the cloth ceremonially, they also use it to wrap their dead for burial. Eunice Rukundo, editor of Kampala's Full Woman magazine, is among many who like seeing bark cloth designs on runways, but can't really imagine it on the street.
There's a scary element to it because we associate it with tradition and mystery, and maybe eventually they'll find a way of making it softer and more friendly. But right now, I don't know.
Wavamuno and other designers are working on making the cloth more user-friendly, easier to wear, and clean. You can imagine stretched-out tree bark needs special care. Wavamuno is also trying to integrate other traditional African materials into her work. Ugandan raw cotton, Ethiopian silks, brightly patterned fabrics from Ghana and Nigeria.
I think I just have that little bit of proudness that this is what we create in Uganda, because I think we're just full of so much beauty that's like from the root up.
Wavamuno says she plans to debut a clothing line featuring bark cloth sometime in the next year. I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.
Kimberly's Uganda stories are part of the African Great Lakes Reporting Initiative from the International Women's Media Foundation.